in the lunchtime edition. Government launches its One Family program, aiming to assist about 1,000 vulnerable families. A man shot at the Ivy St. Michael last night, the latest in a spate of shootings over the past 7 days. Ivy residents call for the return of the recently removed police post. The education minister promises guidelines for schools conducting simulations. Local weather officials tracking a new weather system that has formed in the east. And civilians fleeing northern Gaza by any means possible after a warning from Israel, which seems about to launch an all-out onslaught. Good afternoon. I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Government has officially launched its One Family initiative, which aims to provide assistance to at least 1,000 vulnerable families. The social assistance program seeks to eliminate poverty across the country by getting Barbadians to help each other. Delivering the feature address, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty said, "This program is part of government's plans to transform the nation." She said, "It's critical that Barbadians band together to assist those less fortunate."
Is among them.
The metrics show us that 1 out of every 5 in this country families is below the poverty line. What does that also tell us?
That 4 out of 5 are above the poverty line.
So if 4 out of every 5 is more than 1 out of every 5, then it is time to mobilize the army of the 4. And let the 4 stand with those soldiers, Christian soldiers, Muslim soldiers, Hindu soldiers, in other words, all of the religious institutions. And let them equally stand with all of the clubs and even the informal groupings. Because what it will take for us to win is what we already have. But we don't use it in a singular purpose together with one family.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Morty. A man was shot at the Ivy St. Michael last night, the latest in a spate of shootings over the past 7 days. This most recent one prompting residents of the Ivy to call for the return of the police post that was once stationed there. Last night's incident follows the shooting of 2 men at Bayville St. Michael on Saturday night and a fatal shooting at Lower Carlton St. James in the early hours of Wednesday morning. The police say that at about 9:36 last night, their operations control received a report from an anonymous caller stating that a man had been shot in the area of 4th Avenue, the Ivy. Officers responded and on arrival learned that a male in his late 20s had been shot in his left thigh while at a shop in the area. The victim was transported to hospital in a private motor car. And when Starcom Network News visited the area this morning, residents shared their concerns about the matter.
Because we know, as far as it concerns, the area being safe, the police force is down there, cool down the lay place a little bit. You feel if the police people was here and hear the first gunshot, that whoever took that gunshot will escape or whatever, police will come out and probably hold the man or he will get away, one or two. But right now, that shooting thing was too close for comfort. Little children live out there, they got young people live out here. My daughter, and she has my shot here. An old woman lived right in front of David's father. It happened, she old now. And then things are right. You know, people don't study and think about the people that living around them. And when they're ready, they don't care who they are. They just come and shoot up. If the man that they want here know and they decide to shoot, nobody cannot stop them. They just come and shoot.
She says the police post was removed a few months ago, but after a quiet period, the gun violence has flared again.
Because it's a surprise to us, because we thought that everything in the area was cool, everything they done, but it happened suddenly, so it gone back, gone to people, me, because this is my daughter and she has my shot. You never know if my daughter going to be out here a day or even a night, and the same gun thing happened, and my daughter just come out here and sit down sometimes when the shot hot, she might get a stray bullet. So you just go look at all of that there. It's got to look at them things. The youngsters nowadays do not make no sport. They just want the revenge and they don't care if man, woman, child, or people were. When they're ready, they're ready.
A resident of the Ivy, St. Michael, in the lunchtime edition. The Education Minister, Kay McCauley, says the ministry will introduce guidelines to schools conducting simulation exercises. She was speaking to journalists on the sidelines of the launch of the Future Forward Innovate Challenge at Pelican Village. Ms. McCauley says exercises have evolved over the years and guidance is needed for schools.
What it has given us is an opportunity to be able to provide guidelines for schools as to how to do drills. Because I think the nature of drills is changing, and we have to understand that the old-time way in which you did a fire drill might not be the same way in which other types of drills. So we have to really educate and provide the right kind of guidance so that we are able to mitigate the risk to children as well as to the entire community.
Minister of Education Kay McCauley, Barbados Meteorological Services has issued its first statement on a new system which has formed in the East. Meteorologist David Harden says the system is expected to develop and may approach the island chain late next week.
The Barbados Meteorological Services is closely monitoring a tropical wave located in the far eastern Atlantic. Environmental conditions appear conducive for some slow development of the system as it travels westward. However, there is some uncertainty in model guidance beyond 72 hours regarding the track and intensity of the system. Regardless of development, the system is expected near our area sometime late next week. Key messages: there are currently no watches or warnings for Barbados on this system. The public is urged to stay alert for updates issued by the Government Meteorological Services on the system over the next few days. Mariners that venture far east of Barbados are advised to monitor the progress of the system.
Meteorologist David Harden. Civilians fleeing northern Gaza by car, on the back of trucks, and on foot after an Israeli warning that civilians should move south. About 1.1 million people living in northern areas have been told to leave in the next day. The Israeli military said it knew it would take longer than that to move everyone, but blamed Hamas for telling people to ignore the call. Meantime, the UN has urged Israel to withdraw its order warning of devastating humanitarian consequences. Israel has massed soldiers near Gaza ahead of an expected ground offensive in the densely populated enclave. Our top stories: government launches its One Family program aiming to assist about 1,000 vulnerable families. A man shot at the Ivy St. Michael last night. Ivy residents meantime call for the return of the recently removed police post. The education minister promises guidelines for schools conducting simulations. Local weather officials tracking a new system in the East. The lunchtime edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. And like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.